From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Saudi Arabia's ongoing anti-corruption crackdown has already netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who now potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted that he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding that they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis, however, says he sees more to this crackdown than just graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia is also warning that a missile attack from Yemen on Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Iran denies arming the Houthi rebels in Yemen and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction there. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as his possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayo-Moyo announced the firing of the vice president.
It did become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibilities.
The firing could open a path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who has made her political ambitions known over the past several years. This is VOA News.